Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Women's Roundtable, a platform where we discuss issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today we're discussing gender-based violence in Zimbabwe and efforts being made by government in collaboration with the United Nations and other non-profit organizations to combat it. The government says it is committed to eliminating gender-based violence as this remains a top priority in order to empower women and girls. This came out at the official launch of Women at the Center project in Zimbabwe, which will help women in accessing the necessary resources after reporting abuse cases. Addressing people attending the event in Harare, Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa said the government is engaging men and women in fighting gender-based violence. She also spoke on the sidelines of the event to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. That there was Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Miranda Tibofor, head of the United Nations Population Fund in Zimbabwe, told Rutendo Mawere that one in every five women in Zimbabwe has experienced some form of gender-based violence.
GBV is prevalent in Zimbabwe. I think you heard from the speech of the minister. One in three to five women in this country has actually experienced gender-based violence, whether it's psychological, whether it's economic, whether it's legal. One way or the other, one in five women in this country have actually been affected by gender-based violence, and something that they call it a pandemic. So if it's a pandemic and you know what it means, it's a big issue. And that's why in her speech she talked about the engagement of all actors, multi-sectoral approach to respond to this issue. We need even the media in terms of carrying the message that we're talking about. We need the men. She gave the example of going to communities where they just came from a study tour. Men are playing a critical role to address the gender-based violence. So it's a multi-sectoral approach. The ministry cannot do it alone. We need a collective approach of all stakeholders, civil society, other line ministries, the media, and every person. So that is the issue.
That was Miranda Tabifor, head of the United Nations Population Fund in Zimbabwe, speaking to Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Rutendo also spoke to the head of Musasa Project, Vimbainache Mutendereki, who had this to say.
Kana chitaura pamusoro pemastatistics egender-based violence, tiri kuti inyaya yekuti tiri kuona over 39,000. If we're looking at the year 2023, last year, same sasa tiga, takasangana nema cases over 39,000. Saka tiri kuona kuti inyaya ichiri yakapararira zvakanyanyisa muZimbabwe.
Mungati madzimai anonyanya mirushongwa nanani mumakesi amakatarisa kuvapo.
Zvinorwadza pamusoro pegender-based violence muZimbabwe ndezvekuti madzimai ari kunyanyisa kushungurudzwa yatinoti home setting. Angava murume, vangava baba, ingava hanzvadzi, vangava sekuru, yatinongoti family, tiri kuona kuti ndo mairi kunyanyoitika gender-based violence. Hatichiti case management, tiri kuti mudzimai paari kuripota kana kuti kutaura kuti ndasangana nenyaya yegender-based violence, nyaya yake iri kubatwa sei. Kubva paati kutangira kusvika paanogumira nyaya yake nemaprocesses ese achapfuura nemari tikuda kuona kuti abatwa zvakanaka abatwa nerukudzo nenzira isingaita kuti aite yatinoita retraumatization kuona kuti mudzimai uyu awane service yakanaka yaanga achinyatsotarisira.
That there was the head of Musasa Project, Vimbai Nashe Mutendereki in Harare, speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ambassador to Washington, Thaddeus Chifamba, has urged Zimbabweans living in the diaspora to invest back home. He made this call at an investment summit held in Washington last night, held in conjunction with WestProp, a Zimbabwean-based property investment company.
Most of the Zimbabweans that we meet here who are diaspora Zimbabweans really want to invest into housing and even to construct their own homes, but they are facing challenges every time that they send money to friends and relatives. That money is not directed to the intended purposes. So bringing in reputable realtors helps to build the confidence of Zimbabweans and to ensure that the money that is sent into investments into housing is used in the proper way. And WestProp today was showcasing some very high quality products which should appeal to our diaspora Zimbabweans.
But we see that some members of the Zimbabwean government are on the sanctions list. Will this not affect those Zimbabweans that want to invest in the country?
No, this will not affect those Zimbabweans who want to invest in the country. In fact, we have it now in black and white from the American government that American investors, including our diaspora investors, are free to go into business with non-sanctioned Zimbabwean entities. And this will not affect any movement of monies or any payment transactions.
What about the issue of now getting their money out of Zimbabwe when they have an investment?
Well, the government of Zimbabwe has created ring-fenced facilities to ensure that new investments where new money, foreign currency is coming into the country, they can invest via the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange, and I'm happy that WestProp is listed on that stock exchange, and there should be no foreign currency risk or any risk at all in terms of repatriation of funds.
That there was Zimbabwe's ambassador to Washington, Thaddeus Chifamba. Some independent economic analysts have, however, urged the Zimbabwean government to review some of their economic policies before urging Zimbabweans in the diaspora to invest back home. Speaking at the event, WestProp head Ken Sharp said his company hopes to attract Zimbabweans living in the diaspora who wish to return home after retirement or own investment properties.
Well, we're here in the capital to announce the launch of a new product that we call the Hills Lifestyle Estate. It's our most exclusive offering to date. It's a $280 million project. It's the first time in sub-Saharan Africa that we have branded residences. So we're building not only a luxury estate, a golf course, a PGA Championship golf course on 127 hectares, but we're also building a luxury five-star hotel that has branded residences attached to it.
Mm-hmm. But as you come here to the United States, we know that some members of the government are under sanctions. Won't this affect some of the business that you're trying to do with Zimbabweans here in the diaspora?
Absolutely not. You know, the sanctions on Zimbabwe are called smart sanctions or targeted sanctions. So there's actually a very small number of people that they affect. In fact, J.W. Oliver, who is here tonight, the CEO of ZimWorks, he's an American citizen investing in Zimbabwe, creating 1,000 jobs for Zimbabweans. So sanctions don't affect private sector.
And also, while you're here at the moment, we saw a lot of Zimbabweans asking questions, especially the youth. We also see the government has just introduced a tax on property. Won't this affect those that want to invest?
Look, I think the tax is a bad thing, and we're lobbying for its removal. There is talk in government that they are going to adjust it so that it's only applicable on secondary homes, not primary homes, and the threshold, they have to raise it, right? So they can't just tax everyone. We're hoping they're going to raise it to $500,000 and above.
Talking about, you know, the operating environment in Zimbabwe, some people say it's very difficult unless if you know somebody. So what's your take on that?
You know, I think it's like everywhere. It's who you know, right? It's not what you know. And I think if you're an investor coming into Zimbabwe, definitely work with the right people, get to know the people, make sure that your relationships are good, make sure that you have people on the ground to hear exactly what's happening on the ground. But I also think that it's important to realize that you can come into Zimbabwe and, you know, invest in so many different sectors. We've just had the biggest lithium find in the continent. We have the biggest lithium reserve in Africa. One mine alone, they just found 100 million tons of lithium.
That there was Westprop head Ken Sharper speaking to Studio 7 in Washington on the sidelines of the summit. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we're discussing gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are joined by social worker Peace Wungwe and Padare's Jona Gokova. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Studio 7. Thank you, viewers.
Thank you, thank you. I can hear Mr. Gokova very clearly. Let me just try to hear Ms. Wungwe. How are you?
How are you, Mr. Martinez? How are you, viewers? Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. Ms. Wungwe, you're down there in Mutare, but there was a big conference that was in Harare where they were discussing gender-based violence, and we understand Musasa Project was saying they alone this year got 39,000 cases of gender-based violence since 2023 reported to their offices. What are you seeing on the ground?
Thank you so much. Yeah, cases of gender-based violence of men have gone on the rise. A lot of women are experiencing this. And so for us to really tackle this matter, we need to understand what are the causes of gender-based violence. So we see that poverty is the key driver of gender-based violence. So if we look at our status economically, we see that a lot of people are struggling. So men are now attacking their women, they are getting misplaced anger on the women because maybe things are not going on well financially. They are not finding, they're trying to balance as much as the economy is concerned. So really, issues of gender-based violence are on the rise everywhere.
Thank you very much. I'll come to you now, Mr. Gokova of Padare. We heard the Minister of Women's Affairs there, Amai Muchangwa, saying that they've started engaging men and chiefs and headmen and masabuku to find out how, you know, we can close this rising gap of gender-based violence. What's your take?
I think that for now, the ministry is doing a good job. We need to engage men, particularly who are leaders, so that we find a way out. We have a serious problem, which is national in character, but it can be resolved by ensuring that men are engaged to find ways of ending this gender-based violence. It's national, you find it in poor communities, you find it in affluent communities, it's all over. But it, with the right attitude, it can be ended. I think and the best way to start it off is by engaging men. wherever they are, whether they are in business, whether they are in religious groups, whether they are in traditional organizations. We need to engage them. That's what PADARE is there for.
Mm-hmm. Tiri papo vagokova kune varumewo timbopinda murimirwa mai pane varumo here vari kurohwa mudzimba umu
mazo taura izvozvo isisu we are a men's organization tinozviti isisu tiri an anti-sexist men's organization tinoda kupedza udzvanyiro hwevarume kuvakadzi kubhinya vevarume kuvakadzi but takuona manje kuti pane varume vakuuyawo kwatiri vari kutiwo tirikurohwa tikudzvanyirirwa hatiri kushaitwa mukana muupenyu vatatanga kuzobatsirawo izvozvi but tiri kutitichibatsira varume ivavava ngatirambe takafokasa on nyaya yekuti varume tinogona ku pedza udzvinyiriri hwatiinahwo sei kumadzimai ubvinya hwatiinahwo sei kumadzimai but haticharamba manje kuti hakuna varume vari kushungurudzwa variko and tatomishishi yekuvaka kamusasa kedu kanobatsira varume vari kushungurudzwa vanouya kwatiri vogara nesu totaura navo tovachengeta but nyaya iripo hombe ndeyekuti gender-based violence is largely about varume vari kushungurudza madzimai.
And what would you say are the major drivers of gender-based violence, looking at, you know, the current situation in the country? What would you say, really, from your observations and the studies that you have done? We saw them, Sasa, coming up and saying, since 2023, their office alone has had 39,000 cases of gender-based violence. What's causing this?
Varume, largely, zvanhasi, economy, yauraya chinhu chinonzi murume. Because varume ndovainzi mabreadwinners, ndovaine chingwa kumba. Ikozvezvo varume havachaine chingwa kumba. Chingwa chakuunzwa nemudzimai ari pamusika. But also, so varume havachaziva kuti chii chinonzi kuva munhurume. Iwe uchiti kana wasvika kumba, maschool fees akabhadharwa hauna mari yacho. Chingwa choda kutengwa hauna mari yacho. Upfu uda kutengwa hauna mari yacho. So it's an economic situation yatinayo. Iri a big driver inokonzeresa gender-based violence. But also tikuti isisu ngatiunganidzai varume titange kutaura tita redefine chinonzi munhurume. And zvinoreva kuti tatova nebasa rakakura sevanhurume kuti tidzidzisane kuti unogona kuva munhurume sei even usingaunzi chingwa kumba but usingavewo violent mumhuri yako. Ichallenge yatinayo yakakurisa.
And also, we, you know, from the discussions we had there, the United Nations saying that one in every five women in Zimbabwe is getting abused somehow, be it mentally, physically, socially, economically. Do people really understand the different types of abuses that they can be?
I understand and I believe in the statistics that are coming out. The situation is so bad. There was a time when we were saying, could see women as victims and survivors.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also beginning to discover that men are also victims and survivors in a way. Because if you are a perpetrator of violence, you are also a victim. If you are on the receiving end of violence, you are a victim. Saka, we are dealing with a situation that is involving both men and women who are in a situation where they are trying to find out, how do we get out of this situation?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big crisis for both women and men. And I think this is the time when we need to call on both women and men to find a solution. Mm-hmm. But I think largely it is caused by the economic situation that we are in at the moment in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hungwe. I understand you're back on the line. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, Ms. Margaret.
Yes, if you can just... I think her line is very difficult. She's out in Mutare. We've just lost her there. But while we've still got Mr. Gokova today, it looks like... I understand. Anyway, let's see what we can, what people are actually posting on social media as we continue with our shows. As you know, this is a live show. This is a live show, so sometimes calls will drop. Let's see. We have Tatenda, Tendai Gutu, Argu say, evening, Tetema V, and I understand I have a caller. Hello, caller Magadi. I want to what the tricks are an animal cookie cola. Warrior, Murkona saying, hey, you put out Rokti, one do a mad's my Arkushungurus one moods in Baurkuti one day, Munika. Mungati Chish, you cook on the road to Shimira Shakadai.
Ah.
Womurkuti, Shunzukuti, Netsay Munika Parish, you know, those who can your temples of an Avashinji. All right, Saka, Missa Monero, and you remained quitter Shakaqua Nairi, Mukweza, Kuti, Dambuzguiri, gender based violence, Risa, one equality take a share. Aiwa, pakanaka. Saka imi kwa muri koko kukambusuma. Tukuona tineve padare. Pana pavari kuti vamuwa varume varu kushunguruzgo. Umuru kuono shaka mirasei. Pane varume revaru mungati varu kushunguruzgo mzimbo. Vano nyara kutaura kuti vashunguruzgo. Ehe, saka mune mchikurudzira kuti chii kana murume achinga ashungurudzwa. Nokuti tinoona kuti kazhinji kacho pane vamwe vanotozowanikwa vachitora upenyu hwavo, nyanya varume nekuti vanenge vachitya kutaura. Zvinenge zviri kuitika mudzimba. Pane zvamuri kumboona here zvakadai zviri kuitika kwamuri ikoko? Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma, God knows. Thank you so much, caller. You have a blessed day. Hello. Yes, thank you. Mr. Gokova, I think we still have you on the line, but we've lost our other caller, Ms. Hungwe. She's out there in Mutare, so maybe the lines are bad. You heard what the caller just said there. What's your view?
Iko zvezvi tine macenters tatanga neHarare atiri kucreata anonzi male wellness centers anobatsira varume vanoshungurudza nevanoshungurudzwa kuti tione kuti togona kuvabatsira sei. Varume ngavarege kunyara, budai pachena muuye nekupadare totaura nemi kuti ndezvipi zvatogona kuita kuti tikunde dambudziko ratinarwo. Inenge iri mhosva yerumwe, inenge iri mhosva yemadzimai, but inenge iri nyaya yekuti takakura sei. It's about social construction. It's about how we were taught to behave. Sevarume and Mazimai Oxley. Vada Kura Chizi, Vana Fanakova say, so that we understand that those roles are that he now carries. Sevarume Nevakaj, Arkuchinga. And so, after the Tisangani Pamachete, Tona would talk on that end and the Rachinao. Kuti hausi siri breadwinner hazvireve kuti hausi siri murume unoramba uri murume but mudzimai wako anofanira kuzvivisisa kuti anobatira sei kuti urambe uri munhu anonzi murume asingachinje saka ndoda mudzimu ratiinaro iroro rekuti tikabatirana pamwe chete tese tori kunda.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, thank you so much. There is Amai Denzel who's live streaming with us on our Shona page. Amai Denzel, we're trying to call you. So if you see your call, please pick up. We also have Visions Muchacha who's watching with us. Amai Denzel, we're trying to call you. She's saying that Nzara, ndiyo iri kukonzeresa Nzara tete. So Mai Denzo is actually saying, you know, poverty and also lack of things like food in the home. This is what is causing some of these, the increase in gender-based violence, especially on women. And then there's Trust Sibanda, who's here, who also wants us to call him. So we'll be trying to call you. I'm not sure if we still have Hungwe on the line, but if my hair, so my Denzel, if you see our call, please pick up. We are trying to call you as we move on with our program. I'll come back to you again, Ms. Gokova. So you talked about some workshops that you have on men who actually perpetrate gender-based violence. What do you teach men in these workshops so that those who are out there who are listening are men and have been beating up on their wives, significant others, family, can learn? Mr. Gokova?
I keep on emphasizing the fact that we should not leave men out of this problem. Because men are experiencing difficulties and pressures and vices because of the economic situation that we have. But I think that we can also count on men as people who can bring on the table solutions to the problem so that we have healthy families. It is possible, it can be done, and it should be done. Not tomorrow, but even yesterday. So for those who are excited about the idea, let's come together. Padare is available to work with men. And we also have organizations that are working with women so that we end this problem.
Mm-hmm. There are some people here who are following the stream who are saying, where do they find Padare?
They are saying,
where can they reach Padare in case, you know, they would like to learn some of the classes that you're teaching, especially men who abuse women?
Oh, that's a good idea. Unfortunately, I don't have the contact details here, but if they go on Google, they Google Padare, Men's Forum on Gender, in the valley we call it Enkundleni, Padare Enkundleni, Men's Forum on Gender. You get all our details there because we have just established my emergency call lines.
Thank you so much.
Men can call.
Thank you very, very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.